My name is Mike Sharp, and I will be chairing tonight's Board of Adjustments meeting. I would ask the rest of the committee members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, member at large.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Cole Skilling, District 4.
Dale King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Varberg, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay, I'll briefly go over tonight's agenda for our meeting. The first item, we will approve any corrections or additions to the minutes of our previous meeting. We will then follow that up with introducing any old business, followed by new business. The protocol for this evening, admin staff will introduce the application. The applicant or their representative will then briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those wishing to speak. After all comments, the admin staff will then read any written correspondences not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustments are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold: to hear and decide requests from variances from the county's official control, and to hear and decide any appeals and review admin decisions relating to the county's official controls. All decisions of the Board of Adjustments in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to district court. Questions regarding the appeals process can be discussed with the admin staff after this hearing. At this time, I would request that Vice Chair Craig Hall to read aloud the guidelines of Minnesota State Statute this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off your electronic devices and we will continue.
So the Board of Adjustments will be following Minnesota Statute 394.27 subdivision. So all acting either for or against will follow those guidelines this evening.
Okay, thank you, Craig. With that, we'll move on to our minutes from our February 13th, 2025 hearing. Are there any changes to those minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we got a motion by Cole and a second by Craig. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion is carried. We have no old business, so we'll move right on to new business. Kyle?
Mr. Chair, the Comer Lakes Watershed District has requested that the Board of Adjustments table the John and Dave Braun application. Okay. Until their May meeting. There is actually two representatives here, and they're now meeting upstairs with them to hash out whatever comments, concerns they have. So I'd like to request a motion to table.
Motion to table.
Okay, motion by Larry to table this application.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
So our next applicant is Brian and Anna Vidden, requesting a variance for two new additions, one affecting the side lot property line and one our request for ordinary high water deviation.
Okay.
So Vidden, we're here.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Brian Vidden.
Yeah, you could just kind of go through your application.
Okay. Yep, sure. Mm-hmm. Can do. Our goal is to upgrade and improve our existing two-bedroom, one-bath cabin. It's a small bath. My wife is retired. I will be retiring in a couple of years. We'd like to make it our permanent home. We're looking at adding rooms for our children and grandchildren to visit, essentially, and what it entails. It's on the west side, a 13 by 32 addition. That would be two bedrooms and a small bath. And that's the one that's at the 9 foot, comes out to the 9 foot distance of the west property line, which is also the existing exterior wall of the detached garage. So it would be parallel in line with that. On the east side, we're looking at a 16 by 32 addition for master bedroom, bath, walk-in closet. And also, that is far enough away from the property line. That'll be 22 feet from the property line on the east side, so I don't think there's an issue there. And then also with that, we would like to add a three-car garage, take out the two-car detached, and run that parallel at that 9 foot on the west side distance. And I know there's a concern about where it meets the property line on the south side, which is where the road is. But there's also, on top of that 9 feet, there's an additional 23 feet of easement. So we're technically 32 feet from the nearest edge of the road. And as you can see from the drawings and the pictures, there's also trees and shrubs there. So we're basically extending the distance of the garage only 7 feet, but it still would be 32 feet from the road. And essentially that's the package.
When you say from the road, you mean from the center line of the road, 32 feet, or from the edge of like the PI where it breaks, or what do you?
The nearest edge. So the center of the road would be an additional 10 feet, I believe. It's roughly a 20-foot road. The drawings are in there, and I can present another drawing if you'd like to see a clearer picture. I don't think it shows up really well in the original drawings, but I did an addendum, and I added a page. And I can bring that up and show you if you'd like to see a better drawing of how that sits to the road.
I think we maybe want to see that because it looks to me like that road center line is on the edge of the road.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's not clearly drawn. Yeah, I can get that
picture. And some of the time them roads have deviated over time, and so.
Okay, let me get that out for you.
That would be ideal.
This is a clearer representation of how that actually lies with the trees in the road.
Okay, so right now where the road is actually right here.
Correct.
That's the edge of it?
That's the edge of road or that's the center line of road?
Well, that's the edge of it, the way it looked. If the trees are there, it's got to be the edge of it.
Well, true.
It's 32 feet. It's 9 feet. From the property line to the south edge of the road is 22, 23 feet. It kind of curves a little bit. So that's the edge. So you'd have an additional 10 feet or so to the center line from there. So you're technically 42 feet to the center line. See the edge of the
road. Yeah, just all the roads portrayed, even in this picture, it shows that the center line shifted to the, you know what I'm saying, like this? But it is showing that it's 66 foot 7 inches.
It's a 66 foot, right?
Yeah, but they're showing that's where they're saying the center of existing from the road. But
do you know where your property pins are?
And they're located there in your state. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you need to look at it, you sure can. I thought someone was going to go on the third, but I know we had weather that's a bunch of snow. I don't know if it might help blur.
It's saying it's 66 foot 7 right from what I could tell from the survey. So even though it's not in the center of the road, it's saying that's what it is from the. So I think the road's just got a misalignment.
It technically does, because the easement, it appears it might have been different one time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They do that all the time. Back in the old days, for sure.
Yeah. They only platted. 1956.
Yep. Look at, you should see this drawing, Kyle.
I've got some pictures on my phone if you'd like to look at that too, if that's available.
Okay. Do you want this back?
Yes.
Should we put that in the record though?
Oh, you can keep it.
Or do you have?
I'd take it.
Okay. You can see all that says, Kyle. It shows that 66 foot, even though it's not in the center.
Right.
It's got the road surveyed in, but it's not in the center, but yet it still says it's 66.
Yeah. Township road.
Right. Somebody must have pushed it over and made it what they wanted whenever.
The guy that was on the blade.
Push it over a little bit.
The road does deviate with the grader, I can tell you that. Sometimes it's narrower, sometimes it's wider.
Any other questions of the applicant? I did have a couple questions here regarding the deck that's supposed to be within 42 feet of the ordinary high water level. Based upon GIS, it looks like from your existing patio to the lake looks to be around 48 to 50 feet. Yep. And this will be 42. Why the need to go closer to the lake?
That's the existing distance we have now.
So it will be.
Okay. It'll be identical to what's existing.
Okay.
Just longer.
Okay.
Yeah, just longer.
And then I guess the other question is, do you know the dimensions of your lot? Because again, looking at the GIS website from Becker County, it looks to be in the range of 100 by 135 on average.
That'd be correct. In the details of your information I sent in, that was attached to my information that you sent me, mm-hmm. It is drawn in there, the sidelines of the property lines. It's on kind of a yellowish sheet. Yeah, yeah. It has the dimensions of where the property lines are.
But where you have the string in the front there, on the front by the lakeside?
Yeah.
Are these representing those pins?
Correct. Correct.
So you have another 15 feet before you hit the water.
Correct. Yeah. And there's a bluff there.
Is your lot described like that?
Excuse me?
Is your lot described like that? Like what's indicated on these pins?
Yeah. If you go to that other page, that came right out of the permit information. It's this one right here is attached to what you have in your records that I found. So that should be the original records. That's the original information that was presented at a previous time. I'm not sure what date prior to that.
Yeah, it was spotted as 141 by 131 and a half. So the northwest line is 141, southwest line is 131 and a half.
Not according to his drawing here, 121 and
right.
I think that's become the easements.
Yeah. Well, what you're seeing there is there's. They set those monuments back from the lake, so you add 121 plus 20 feet plus 109 plus 22 feet.
Correct.
Monuments never, descriptions never go to the water's edge, right?
Well, they do.
Well, they go to a monument, then to the water's edge, because they don't set those monuments at the water's edge.
That's him, his description of his deed says, is it by the plots or to the water's edge? Because when I bought my lake lot,
right.
I took it to Roy Smith and I said, can you take a look at this, see if it's all good? And he looked at it and said, well, you don't own any lake shore. And I said, why is that? Because you're plotted with the pins, it should say to the lake.
To the lake.
Well, it should say
depending on where the water goes, yeah, right? It's gonna. Yeah.
But it should, it's from a monument to the water's edge, but so you add those, but they don't ever set them at the water's edge.
No, I understand. No.
Ice would move them all over.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a hill of bluff right there where the pins are set in the front, so I think they did that for the purpose of putting the pins down by the water.
Sure. Yeah. I was just wondering if your feet.
Yeah,
but it's. Otherwise, you don't own that.
Gotcha. That I'm not clear on, but.
I can't about that.
Kyle. With the dimensions that you have there, can you calculate the impervious coverage percentage?
That is on one of the pages here, too.
This is 24 point something.
Just under 25 if you count the easements and the block in the front. Yeah, 24 something.
Okay.
Page 2.
24.3, is that?
I think the easiest thing to do is not square, but if you want to.
Okay. As long as you're confident, we're below 25. Okay, any other questions of the applicant? Okay, thank you. Anybody from the public here to testify on this application? Okay, hearing none. Any written correspondence, Kyle?
No, sir.
Okay, with that, we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on this application.
I think it's a pretty reasonable request. Definitely fits within the harmony of the character of the locality. I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, based upon those findings?
Based upon those findings.
Okay, we got a motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Next applicant, Amanda and Corey Youngren, requesting variance to construct a dwelling to be located 0 feet from the top of the wall.
Hello, I'm John. I'm the contractor. They're up in Hella, so they're not going to make it tonight.
Did you state your last name for the record as well?
Redding.
Okay.
R-E-A-D-I-N.
Perfect. All right. Could you give an overview of the application then?
Basically, the overview is they're requesting to be 0 foot clearance from the top bluff. Their property, which I staked out, and then what I actually staked out actually encompasses more than what the house is because of the way the house is designed, so it takes up less of what I staked out, so that they can create somewhat of a walkout into the bluff with retaining walls, and behind the retaining walls would be drain tile and underground containers to catch the water flow that's coming down the hill, which will actually improve the water flow from coming down the hill.
So you're going to basically put like a French drain on both corners on the front and try and direct it back, or what are you thinking there?
Yes, that's basically what my landscaper was had in mind.
Okay.
Well, you can't really direct it back, but
well,
I don't know how you do that.
You said you're going to put it down, but he said the retaining wall is going to go into the bluff, so the retaining wall is included in the request. That's where the retaining walls are going to go to 0 feet?
No, they're going to be
into the through the bluff.
Well, actually, once this, they'll be in it now, but when the earthwork is completed, it will no longer be a bluff.
It'll be pretty much flat there.
Well, it won't
well, that,
be.
Right.
I guess.
It won't be.
Right.
So, and can you, I think you can, if you gutter, you can determine which way your water goes.
Gutter, but not with a French drain. That's just seeping.
Well, you gutter it to a French drain.
Yeah, right.
That's what we always
yeah.
do. Yeah. So can you push it back?
Yeah. Well, you can, but.
That's what I had to do with my place, too.
And what is the distance from the, what I call the secondary bluff, the one closest to the lake, how far back is it going to be from that to the front of the house?
So I marked it out at the 100 foot, and then I believe we were like,
I'm guessing it's still frozen there, but have you done any boring down to see what kind of substructure there is underneath of it? Is it all clay? Is it sand?
I haven't done any boring. Yeah.
I think it's all clay and big rock.
Yeah.
There was big rocks sticking
out. I seen them when I was walking around there earlier.
What's the purpose not to have the house any farther back from the bluff?
Because if you get back farther from there, then it kind of eliminates the path of what the driveway is going to be, and then also you get too close to the other side, which is steeper towards the road.
Yeah, it really drops off on the back.
It does. I mean, I don't know if there's any.
So with the driveway, with the back of the house where the garage is going to be, is that going to be kind of right on the edge where the driveway is now?
That kind of looks like, doesn't it?
Correct.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
That's what I thought, too.
But I couldn't tell. I seen different pins out there today, and I wasn't really sure exactly what all I was looking at.
Yeah, one pin actually got tipped over. It must have been that.
Okay.
Any other questions of the applicant?
It's hard to tell by the drawing or the pictures. There's really no information to tell us how far back from that 100 foot mark it is that we measured out there, but it is what it is. You said you were going to tell us what it is, Kyle.
Well, know? From the break off of LIDAR, I would say it's 40 feet probably.
And I think it was a little over 50 from the 100 foot marker, maybe.
And the current structures that you show on here, they're all staying?
Yes. None of them have plumbing or anything in them.
Did you make it out there, Paul?
Yeah.
All right. There's no other questions. We'll ask anybody from the public if they would like to testify in this application. So if so, please speak up. Okay. Hearing nobody, Kyle, any written correspondence on this?
Just the one, and that was basically requesting mitigation plan.
Okay.
If it were to be approved.
Well, they're going to have to do that with the watershed anyway, so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's.
All right, with that, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate.
I'd just say I think they're using a lot to their capabilities. They can't really go back, can't go forward, but.
Well, I think they could go back.
A little bit. That's why I was asking. Just a little bit.
A little bit. It would be helpful. I'm not going to support it. That's just the way it's going to be. But I know they have an issue here.
Right.
But, I mean, we're building these big houses on these small little areas, you know, and you're going to, I don't think there's any way not to harm that. Frontage there. I just don't think
no, right. No, exactly. But if you could move back a little bit, it'd be great. You know, that's why I was asking, you know, if there's anything. But
I guess on behalf of the applicants, is there any negotiation on that setback distance whatsoever?
Yeah, I'm sure they could move a little bit on there, but I know just by where it's at and what's going to happen with the landscaping, the retaining walls, and the drain tile, and the berm, and the rock that's going around there, and every downspout is going to have basins to catch the water and bring it back into those pits. I think it's actually improving the water flow from the top side of the hill down into the lake. There has to be a little wiggle room, I'm sure.
Well, you would have to suggest that.
Yep.
So,
what's your suggestion?
I guess my opinion right now, I'm with Larry at 0 feet. I will not support it. I'll tell you that outright right now. So, I mean, if there's any willingness to move that back, I would appreciate it anyways.
Okay. And what's your thought on how far?
Well, I'm not the applicant, so okay. You'd have to tell me what, on behalf of the applicant, what seems reasonable.
I think with the way that driveway and the roadside coming up for how they get in there, and with how steep that roadside is, I would say maybe 10 feet would be about the max.
Okay.
With that, you'd be roughly 150 feet from the lake.
Right. I mean, so the offset's really nice. I mean, that is. So I think it's, and like you said, not getting within the zero.
No, if you look, gentlemen, to the ones, and I just kind of did a quick glance when I was there looking down to the, what I call the north or to the west.
Yep.
I didn't go all the way to look at this other one, but I see, you know, the majority of them are all either within line or even closer than where they were at. And yes, they were done before this new ordinance was done. So,
and there's a reason for the new ordinance,
right? Yeah. And to Kyle's point, that they're not going to be in a bluff when they excavate. So I think it's a reasonable compromise.
And if they come back too much, because otherwise, then they're going to have the other issue with the driveway running back on the other side.
Yep.
You know,
but they're still going to have the walkout, so they're going to be cutting into that bluff, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Like Kyle said, there's not going to be a bluff anymore.
Yeah, really, you can always question stability, but no one can tell me that you're increasing your erosion by cutting swell.
Right.
Correct.
They'll make it flatter there.
But you were there today. There's no erosion on that hill.
There was no, I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying when you
if the vegetation slope, keeps that hill, it's solid.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no erosion. So anything you do is going to cause erosion.
Well, unless they make it flat, then it's going to basically catch there before it goes over that next bank down to the lake.
But when you have a walkout, you're going to have a flat area. You're going to have water.
You got to get the water. Yeah, you have to get rid of that water that's in that walkout.
But if they do it right with the French drain, the mitigation, I think they can.
Well, Kyle has suggested maybe we should make this qualify it that it has to be an engineered plan so that it's done right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, you see them all over the place. You know, on multiple different lakes where you have an engineering plan to do that.
Okay. With that discussion, is anybody willing to make a motion?
What I would suggest there is that you allow the applicant to propose that plan. I mean, you could have an engineering plan on $20,000. Propose the plan to them, what they're looking at doing. They've identified a landscaper and just get that PLS to say yes or no.
So a motion to include that?
Yeah.
Based on the, concession of the contractor, hopefully the property owner will accept, but I would say I'm going to make a motion to approve, given the setback is moved back 10 feet, so really we'll say it's 10 feet from the bluff.
Okay.
With the stipulation that there will be storm mitigation and that you, I'll say, consult with the property owner on doing some type of an engineer plan to ensure that obviously the ground stability is there to support it,
right,
and we have a plan to not cause erosion leading to degradation of the lake and the local community. And my findings of facts, I'm gonna say that it fits within the harmony and intent of the ordinance. I think they're doing their best they can with the property, putting it to good use. And I don't feel it'll change the character of locality.
Okay. I'll second it.
A motion by Craig and a second by Cole. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
And we have one opposition. That motion is carried.
Okay, next applicant, Jeff and Susan Rockwell, requesting a variance to construct a detached garage 65 feet from the ordinary floor. And also a 10-foot side step. Well, that side step is in. Go ahead.
Jeff Rockwell.
I'm not Sue Rockwell. Rome Christensen.
As you can see, that I'm proposing to put in a garage of 20 by 30, and the variance I'm asking for is the 10 feet off the rear setback instead of the normal 20 foot. And from the lake to the back of the forward side of the structure is really actually 85 feet from the OHW instead of 65 feet.
From the shoreline, not the OHW. Yeah. The OHW has not been established on this lake.
Because it's out in the lake, correct?
If there was one, it would be.
Okay. Members have questions of the applicant?
Why so tall, 20 feet? The building 20 foot tall?
It's actually going to be 22.
In why so tall?
What's that?
Two story?
Well, it's going to have a peak. There's going to actually be some livable space above the garage. Above.
Yeah, so two story.
Okay. That's the least concern. I don't know. Do you want a picture of what I'm...
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Ooh, nice.
Yep. I'm sure I have it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good, Jeff. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's going to look good. Mm-hmm.
You have a bathroom?
Yes.
That's it.
Bedroom and bathroom, and then basically open space, couch.
No cooking.
No cooking or anything like that, no. Basically, our cabin is so small, we're just trying to gain one extra bedroom is what we're doing. We have two small bedrooms with two twin beds in each bedroom, so.
Anything else of the applicant? Okay, thank you. Anybody from the public here would like to testify in this application? Okay, hearing none. Kyle, written correspondence?
Just the ones you received today.
Okay. With that, we'll close testimony. What are the board's wishes?
Well, it seems like a reasonable request.
Seems like a reasonable request.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a very small cabin. He's moving it way back, getting it part of this way from the lake. It's on a very low Euston Road.
Right. The height's not going to impede anybody.
Nobody.
Nope.
All right, with that, somebody would like to make a motion?
I'll move to it based on it fits in locality.
Okay. All right, motion by Larry. Is there a second?
I'll second this one.
Second by Greg. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next applicant, Pop Property, is requesting a variance to construct a dwelling to be located 35 feet from the ordinary high water line.
Hi there. My name is Laszlo Daphne, and I'm representing Mr. Craig Potts in this building here. I do have some prints, so you guys can see the rest of us here. Got some dimensions and We're requesting a 35-foot setback, and we've got a few good reasons, I think, that we need for this setback. We're on 24-foot right now. We want to pull back an extra 10 feet, kind of conserve our shoreline a little bit to make a new construction on a 3,500-square-foot building.
What constraints do you have to not pull back farther?
Well, number one is our line of sight. You know, it's where we sit down, he owns the resort right to the east of him. And if we pull back to the recommended setback, he's exposed to the whole resort. Right now, he's got a couple of cabins that he's exposed to the most. And, you know, a lot of people invade his privacy as it is, and if we move back, he's exposed to 70 people every day, you know, so.
But he is the owner.
He is the owner.
All right, so he's, okay.
And, you know, another reason too is, you know, we might have to move our well, and we know we have to update our septic, but if we pull back, you know, 50 feet, tearing up that septic would really upset the root system and kind of kill our old growth timber here.
I think you're going to end up redoing the septic anyway if you're going to 3,500 square foot house from that little cabin.
We septic's we haven't updated. Just we're hoping not to really tear into that root system going further back. It's really full of trees over there.
And I guess following up with Cole's message, what is your practical difficulty? I mean, you got a large lot, can easily accommodate the setback. I understand what you're saying there as far as, you know, maybe a view, but that isn't really one of our considerations.
Well, he can choose to screen it.
Huh?
He can choose to screen it.
But it's not one of our considerations for whether or not.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. he doesn't want to see his cabin or somebody looking at his windows. He can screen it.
Yes.
That's his own choice, right?
That's his own choice.
I guess we really don't have much more than that to offer, you know, but that's our biggest concern right now.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Okay, appreciate it. Anybody from the public here to testify in this application? Yeah, please, one at a time, just come forward. You can take a seat for now. Just come up to the table, please, and state your name for the record.
Good evening. My name is Nancy Olson. I did submit a letter to you this morning. What I was going to present tonight echoes my written sentiments. Should I proceed, or will you be reading my letter?
We've already received it.
Yep.
So will you be reading it this evening, or?
No, we've already read it.
But we have read it.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, would it make sense for me to reiterate my concerns?
I think you should, because.
Okay. Okay. Yep. It's not verbatim. So thank you. I'm Nancy Olson. My husband, who is also here this evening, are year-round residents on Island Lake. Our property has been in my family all the years of my life except one. That's going on 6 decades. As a kid, all of my summers were spent at Island Lake. Island Lake is a beautiful, pristine, and healthy lake with excellent water quality and picturesque shorelines. We want to keep it that way for generations to come. The county ordinances in place where lakes are concerned help preserve our lakes by ensuring the water quality is protected, shorelines are preserved, and ensure the overall health of the lake. Thank you, board members, for your role in understanding and enforcing these and other related ordinances. You don't have an easy job. My husband and I oppose the variance request submitted by Potts Properties for many reasons, but I'll just highlight the three of our largest concerns. The first reason I covered a minute or two ago, the ordinances in place are there to protect not only the waters of Island Lake, but all lakes in the county. Our lakes provide for water recreation, fishing, vacations, homes, businesses for resort owners, and more. Not only that, our lakes provide a significant economic base for our county, the towns in our county, and many, many businesses. We must preserve this natural resource, and adhering to the related county ordinances does just that. The second reason the variance request should be not denied is due to the fact the application lacks necessary details for the board to make a sound decision. More and more detailed information should have been provided. And finally, it is my understanding that in order for a variance to be approved, specific hardships must exist. In my opinion, no hardship exists on the property in question. The depth, width, and topography of the property negates any reason or need for a variance. The property is a buildable piece of land for which a structure can be built within the scope of the ordinance, and as such, a variance would not be necessary. I strongly urge you, the board, to deny the variance request. Thank you for your time and the opportunity for me to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to testify?
Yeah, my name is Scott Emmer, and I live to the south side of the property in question. And I have a couple of issues with this request. The letter on the map on the back is totally wrong. It's way off by about probably four or five properties where the arrow says it is. So you couldn't really get a justification of what it actually was. And after I went onto the Becker County site and found out which property it was, I realized that next to them are the Hawkinsons and then Updegaards. And both of those houses have a 100-foot setback. And so I understand their view of their own property that's blocking their view, but these poor other people are going to have a 3,500-square-foot house that we have no idea of how many bathrooms, how big it's going to be, how many bedrooms or anything like that, and how this is going to be 35 feet from the OHW instead of 100 that these two other properties have resided by. And it's a subordinate lot. It's only 100 feet wide. So those are my concerns.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm Kent Belkin, is here to represent Don and Don Hawkinson. And they're very concerned. They've been there for a long time and they're in Arizona. And I went over today and looked, and they proposed a building. We know there's going to be a deck out front. You know, they've already built two decks on two different cabins, which I believe are permitless because nobody received a variance. And I walked the property. There's no reason they have 287 feet behind it. And if you put that in front of Hawkinson's, you know, that close, it's going to take away their view. And I know some of it is already, but, you know, they're very concerned, and I see no reason to ask a variance just to be closer to the water. And we built 6-7 years ago. Our cabin was probably 20, 25 feet from the lake, and we did the string line, so we're at 80 feet. And we're much happier at 80 feet than we would have been at 20 feet. Gives you a yard out front. I just don't understand why they would want to be that close to the water. But I just want to know how concerned Don and Don are. And you know, I have pictures that you know, I see from both views, but I think it's already, you know, I don't think setbacks distance is a reason to grant, you know, this variance. Thank you.
Okay.
Sir, what property, where do you live from there?
We are, we're not close. Okay. We can see it from our dock.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect us.
Okay.
But Don is a good friend, and he's in Arizona, and he kind of wanted to represent it. So.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Yep. So, anyone else from the public? Okay. With that, Kyle, any written correspondences on this
application? No, I just also received a note from Hawkins, but they've got their letter, and I think we had received 8 of them.
Yep.
All right, we have closed testimony, and the board will deliberate.
Mr. Chair, I checked the three properties, which would be to the south.
I think that's to the west.
To the west? Okay, to the west. And all of them were 100 or very close to 100 feet from the lake. And they looked fairly new by looking at the GIS. So they had to
back to there.
They had to follow the regulations here. I don't know why we would not enforce the rule.
Yeah, if they want a new cabin, they can only build in the same footprint. They yeah. want a new building.
Right.
Any other thoughts, Greg?
Yeah. Cool. I don't see any difficulties here. Practical difficulties at all. It'll fit the septic, it'll fit the well. Yeah, we look at other lots, just like we had discussions tonight, you know, can you move it 10 feet, you know, and you have swamp on one side. I mean, it's all buildable.
Okay. With that, is there a motion to deny the application?
I'll motion to deny.
And based upon the findings that there is no practical
difficulty? No practical difficulty based on what we received.
Okay. Second. Okay, we've got a motion by Cole and a second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion is carried. That application is denied.
Next applicant, Spirit and Life, Evandale Civil Association, requesting a variance to attach garage and sidewalk to an existing non-conforming structure to be located 81 feet from ordinary high water mark.
I don't know what you guys said, we just scared a lot of people off. It's you. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to our request. Did you guys make it out to the property by chance?
I was there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was still properly marked with the snow and stuff. I put stakes in, but then they were also cleaning it out for closing. So what we're looking to do is as you pulled up in that circular driveway, you pulled up, there's a cabin that was cobbled on in addition, and with another addition tied to the church. And we're going to remove that, and then the original 30-foot entry that's on there that you guys saw as you pulled up to tie into the main church, that's only 14 feet deep. All we're requesting is we move that or add 16 feet farther out to enter into a garage. We're going to convert this into a home, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. So that's really the only thing we're looking at. There's some other stuff we're going to remove from the property, which only help the shoreline, but it's not part of the variance.
So all of the addition is going to be basically further away than where the front of it is now, correct?
Correct.
That's the way I've seen it.
Away from farther from the lake, and then also that addition on the back side as you pull up, we're getting rid of that too. And like I said, just going to the original 30 foot wide by 14 foot deep, adding 16 more feet to that so we can turn that into a attached garage.
Sure.
Roof line will stay the same, you know, same pitch, same size, everything, having away from the lake.
Any other questions of the applicant? Larry, you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
I looked at it. And, I mean, the thing's right on the water now. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to get anything to go that way.
No.
No.
All right. Thank you. Anybody from the public here to testify on the application?
I'm here.
Please come forward.
I'm Jim Anderson. I live on the farm right next to it. My brother Danny is on the same driveway. Neither one of us have any issue with it. Be nice to have that turn into like a just a normal property back in there.
And improve and improved.
And an improvement, and yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Kyle, anybody else here to testify? Otherwise, Kyle, any written correspondence on this application?
Sir.
All right. With that, we'll close testimony. The board will deliberate. What are the board's wishes?
Well, it's not ideal, but it's going to be a big improvement. It'll make the property usable.
Right. I agree.
The structure's already there. Mm-hmm. Like you say, it should just improve it. It's not going to alter the character of the locality at all in the community. So
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve based on the findings of facts that it will not alter the character and locality. I think it falls within the harmony and intent of the ordinance. This could put the property good and reasonable use.
Okay, got a motion by Craig. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you.
The collection plates, I still have them if anyone wants to help.
last applicant, Brian and Marie Wilms, requesting a variance to construct a non-dwelling related structure, cannabis cultivation manufacturing wholesale facility to be located 15 feet from the north property line.
I'm Marie Wilms.
Okay. Brian Wilms. The application is for variance to setbacks that we were told that we would need because our property is 258 feet wide, and right now we were told that we need to be 100 feet from each property line, which would put us right in the center of our property. To the north of us is all state land. There's no housing. Any houses are to the south and east, and so this would put us further away from any other houses and blocked by tree lines and completely screened from the road. And also it says like manufacturing and that kind of stuff. It is not. It is a container farm, small. It is a 30 by 40 hoop house. There's no manufacturing. There's no processing or anything. It's just cultivation.
And I assume you guys live on the premises there. So I mean right now it's a 5-acre lot. It appears to be, you know, there is a reasonable use, and it's being used as a residential lot. Why the need to have this business at, you know, on this particular lot? I mean, to me, it seems like you're trying to squeeze, again, maybe 2 pounds of licorice into a 1 pound container. So
we're zoned agricultural homestead. We're surrounded by farmland. This is for the micro, which is social equity stuff. We are social equity licensed because we were adversely affected by the loss. We have family members that were adversely affected, and we applied and were approved through that. And so for the micro stuff, it is written for small craft type cannabis, very small. We're not a big manufacturer. It is something that, like, even written in the laws, like, it can be connected to your property. It just can't be within your residence. It can even be connected to your residence as long as it's not connected through. And so for us, as far as like social equity stuff and money wise, we are trying to utilize what we have to get into this market, to use the existing property that is just yard, and there's no houses around it. It's all agricultural. So we're just trying to use it for what the area is already being used for. And then the idea is, if this does work out and we are able to do this, and it's a small scale, to possibly buy something, and if we expand, we are only allowed 5,000 square foot of interior or half an acre of exterior. So for us being small and social equity, like, the feasibility of getting enough money to go buy a property and do all this is pretty limited. Like, it's going to be pretty limited for anybody who is approved for the social equity stuff. Like, it is more lower income areas and people that were adversely affected, so people that have been in trouble for marijuana and that kind of stuff. So we're just trying to utilize what we have and use what money we can scrape together and try and basically bootstrap a small craft cannabis farm.
The questions of the applicant? Okay, hearing none. Anybody from the public here to testify in this application? Okay, just one at a time, please.
Hi, my name is Irma Gillespie. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and give you my opinion on this issue. I have a couple of concerns. I first am not in agreement with this issue on hand. I respect the right of an individual who is pursuing a business opportunity. As for myself, this operation is not suitable in my neighborhood. First, a marijuana comes with a strong, persistent odor that is difficult to contain. This could negatively impact our quality of life and property value. Potentially, home buyers may be turned off where they're placed to raise their family. Those of us who have invested in our homes should not have to deal with that risk. Additionally, there are security concerns with cannabis growing, are known to target for theft, increase crime, and not something any of us want in our neighborhood. An operation like this could require extra security measures, but even then, it may still attract unwanted attention. I urge you to please consider our concerns. And for my husband and I, we lived in Phoenix for 19 years, and we moved to be out in the country to get away from this kind of stuff. And we have made our home a place that we could one day sell to a family again that would want to live out in the country and enjoy country life and, you know, and not have this kind of stuff in it. So that is my concern. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
May I ask where you are in relation to the property?
We didn't get a letter, but we're all in that neighborhood. Like, she's
we're across. We're approximately 1 mile.
Okay. Southwest.
Yes. On 190th.
And there's more people here that are neighbors that are, you know, these guys that are here and yeah.
Thank you, and I think that's important. We'll ask the same question of everybody.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Next person up.
My name is John Hansen. I've lived there all my life, except for two years in the U.S. Army, and I'm opposed to it, too. I live about 2 miles south of there, and I'm one of two residents in this county that lives on 232nd Street. It's a quarter mile street, and I'm opposed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Anyone else? Yeah, please.
My name is Lonnie Galen, and I am in that section there. You guys have a map on the back there. So
you're kind of in the other corner, just kitty corner?
Yeah, by the Hamden.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm against it because I've worked very hard divorced a lady living there. And,
right here.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to get the most out of my house because I'm getting to the point of my life, which I think a lot of my neighbors are, that we're going to be selling somewhere down the road. So I don't really want that in my neighborhood. Like I said, I live in the country and I grew up in the country. I want a peace and quiet. I don't want traffic starting coming in. And my concern would be when you bring that traffic in, you also are bringing in maybe the people that, I hate to say, that shouldn't be in that area, and sometimes people get desperate down the road, and then they start, because right now we know all our neighbors. You know, we're close-knit. If somebody's there, we know we get help, right? So that would be my biggest concern, would be that, bringing in the wrong, that maybe start roaming the area and start looking for things that they can maybe take and whatever.
One question. Mm-hmm. Why do you assume traffic? Because they didn't propose sale.
Yeah.
So it's no different than an agriculture tractor, manure spreader. And what are we talking about
here? That's true. And you're right, because it did say manufacturing in here in the beginning, right? So, but still, I personally don't want it in my neighborhood. I just don't.
And if you know your neighbors, do you know the applicant?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you don't know your neighbors then?
I know the neighbor that lives next to them, but no, I have not met them. But right around where I am, if you can see where I am,
yeah.
I know those neighbors, okay? Any other questions?
Anyone else?
I couldn't hear what he was telling. Did you say it is only manufacturing, not selling?
That's what the application says.
So there will be no traffic in that area?
I can't answer for traffic, but I mean they can haul it, right? I mean they got to.
There's no retail sales.
Right.
Oh, this so is there would be no extra.
This is no different than growing a corn crop or a alfalfa crop or a wheat crop, right? In your,
but
your,
you realize
agriculture.
Their spot is very small.
Okay.
Did you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Renee Koski. I live about a mile northwest of their place.
Thank you.
Okay. And again, I am like my neighbors. I'm against this in our area. And it, did he say if it's medicinal or if it's?
I guess that's not for us to.
Okay. Well, just be advised this. So the Board of Adjustment grants variances for structures and in this case, well, it is a structure, but also a use. They need a conditional use permit to operate this facility, so that would go before the Planning Commission and ultimately the County Board.
Oh, for their approval?
Yeah, so realistically, this board does not address anything to do with smell.
What it is.
Traffic. No, they don't. They deal with how would that structure, no matter what the structure is, affect a neighboring property or a body of water or a road or something of that nature, just so you're all aware.
Because I understand there's...
It doesn't address hours of operation or things of that nature.
Okay. Because there is state land around
yes,
it, right?
To the
and
north.
Then...
Yep.
Okay. And that's not a problem to be next to the state land?
It's actually federal.
Right. I mean, we haven't heard from them. They haven't... They'd have to express those concerns, and then this board would deliberate on those concerns.
Oh, okay. So they need extra approval from the federal government?
No.
Okay. Okay. So it will not be extra traffic is what you're saying.
I don't think anybody's saying that. What they're saying though is it's not a retail store. So they don't have a glass front. You don't walk in and buy cannabis from them. You would have to be basically licensed to purchase cannabis as a retailer.
Okay.
And then you would purchase it from them.
To his place.
Are you going to go there? Is he going to deliver it? That would be a question for that conditional use permit process.
I see.
And they could, in that process, they could stipulate, okay, Brian and Marie, we don't even want a retailer coming here and purchasing it. You have to deliver it.
Oh, okay.
But again, this type of application is not a storefront. So none of us could go there and purchase it.
Right. Okay. I didn't understand that from that manufacturer, distribution, and sales.
Right.
So
yep.
That was misleading.
Well, wholesale, our ordinance separates wholesale from retail.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. I guess that's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Melvin Worling. I was born and raised out there. And I guess I'm old school, but back when I was, we didn't want this stuff in the community. Why should I want it today if it wasn't? We should have had it years ago. I'm just opposed to it.
Okay.
I'm Alan Gillespie. You heard from my wife. After being around these places in Michigan, when all of that was going on around there, I was around them. And it isn't anything that I want around my place. And for quite a few of us out there, you already heard that we're getting to a point where we're going to be looking to sell our properties. And ours, we have worked to set it up for a family with kids. And it's just not something that I can see anybody would be looking at as something they would want to bring a family around, regardless of whether it's wholesale or whatever. It's just in the area, and it's like anything else. You know, you find out that there's something in the area that you're moving to, and it will affect your decision on whether you want to live there or not. So just, I'm opposed at this point, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
So I'm Mary Hansen, and John is my husband, so we live just south of there, about a mile or so. And my reason is I'm opposing it too, And I'm under, now, I'm not for sure about this, but I think marijuana is still illegal in the federal government. So I feel like something that's been, I mean, I don't agree with all of these states that have, including Minnesota, that have approved marijuana, because I've seen, when I was with my husband and stationed in Germany, the people that started on marijuana, and within a few months, they were on heroin and all kinds of stuff. And I've seen it, and I'm thinking, we are spending millions of dollars on trying to get people to quit smoking. So why are we saying, oh, let's do marijuana now. Let's make that legal. And I feel like something that's been illegal, that people have been arrested for, all of a sudden we're saying, okay, yeah, build a place here, build a place here. Come on, let's have some storefronts. I was out west. Every other store was cannabis, cannabis, cannabis. I don't agree with it. And so I don't want it in my neighborhood. I don't want extra people coming in. I know it's not, they're not going to sell it, but they're going to make money on it somehow. So it's going to someplace, and I don't want people driving in, oh, they took the wrong turn, they're coming by my place, and they see some nice lawnmower or something like that. Well, let's load that up. We need that. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Hanson.
Last call. Anybody else to testify? Okay. Kyle, any correspondence on this application?
Just the one you received.
Thank you. With that, we will close testimony and the board will deliberate.
Well, I'll start off. I don't see this any different than a storage shed. I don't see this any different than anything that we've ever seen come in front of us for what Kyle exactly explained. We're not here to determine if cannabis is legal or illegal or smells or stinks or whatever. We're here to determine if the building fits the locality of the land. They came here and asked me to put their boat in that thing. I'm not going to have any different opinion. So we can argue all those things around. That's not why we're here. We're here to decide if it fits in the property and if it's in an agriculture area. If you want to build a shed, you want to build a hoop shed. I'm not here to.
I'm sorry, but my pen just went flying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm not here to. Yes, I get what they're saying. I'm not going to agree or disagree, but that's not what we're here to do. So I mean,
I guess with that, what are the circumstances unique to the property? I mean, it's a 5-acre lot that's 250 feet in size. There are probably thousands of lots, perhaps that size or smaller, in Becker County. I mean, it's what's unique about this?
Yeah. Part of the problem we have, and we.
What do you mean by you? You're saying for the setback?
The request.
The request. I mean, one of our considerations, there has to be something unique.
It's coming back before. So these setbacks are going to come back before the county board. And to be honest with you, like I've informed these people, if you want to discuss whether you want cannabis in your neighborhood, there will be a place for that. And it's.
But they didn't have to bring that here, is what I'm saying.
Right. And I've. Question: if it should be here, because
what the
setbacks say is 500 feet from a church, daycare, library, or a residence on an adjacent property.
Bet.
There's no adjacent residence.
Right.
But what we've been talking about through the zoning ordinance advisory committee is does this prohibit somebody from building on that property next to it? I can't say that.
No, it'd be the choice of the new landowner, the current landowner.
But they would have to build their house, and
they'd
have
to be over 500 feet
away from that line. But
because these guys are crowding the line.
But the way this is written right now, I can't.
But they're only crowding it by.
I can't say they need to be.
Yeah, that raises a question for me. The request indicates that there's a 15-foot setback that is closer than the ordinance, right?
Yeah, so the ordinance right now is 500 feet
okay.
from an adjacent residence.
Yeah, but I'm talking setback. Setback.
This is talked about the
setback.
Setback. Right.
Yep. What is the setback?
It's going to be 500 feet.
If there's an adjacent residence.
No, we got to just leave out cannabis. If you're going to build that building today, and I'm going to put a boat in there.
10 feet.
10 feet. They're not asking for anything.
No,
we're not.
We know what they're going to put in there. And it's got to be 500 feet.
Okay, that's a whole different debatable issue. They didn't have to come to us to tell us that, though.
That's what I'm getting at. We're being
recorded. I will go build a building, and then they can come grow it at my place.
So we
have to tell them.
Okay, you have a.
I mean, that's what we're getting at here.
Right. So a church has to be 50 feet from a residential property line. If you build a building, right, and you want to put the church in there, you have to be 50 feet from that line. If you're not 50, you'd have to come before here.
But we have to go what's in front of us today. There's no house.
No, but we know when they come before the planning commission that they need to be 500 feet from adjacent residence.
And there is none.
There is none.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Today.
But that's not our decision, is it?
Not here. That's what I'm saying. We're not arguing. This doesn't even need to come here. Just build the damn building. I don't know why we spent the money on doing it is what I don't understand. It doesn't matter what we're going to do in that building. Because, I mean, I could build a pole shed today and grow weed in it next year if I go through the planning commission.
But the problem is if they just came here and got they don't need it.
They don't need
it. They don't need one. So they go to the planning commission to get a conditional use permit, then they got to come back to get a variance.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So just one or the other.
Yeah.
You've heard one or the other, but the
you only can be given what you give today.
Right. But the question is,
I can't say it's going to have a house there. I don't know what 100 years.
We don't have an adjacent residence.
Right. We don't have an adjacent residence. So I don't know what we're discussing.
So I don't. It's.
We're given the cards were dealt this lack of better words horseshit. I mean, from a voting perspective and from a political perspective and from an understanding.
Or is it to the people's property themselves, not to the north?
This one?
Yeah. I mean, it's like right there. So. That's where I'm at. I just don't get what we're even talking about.
Well, our variance is only going to allow them to build a structure.
Right. That's all I'm saying. That's all we're here to talk about is a structure. We don't give if they want to put sheep in there, or they want to put a boat, or they want to put a Corvette, or they want to grow tomatoes.
If the planning commission turns them down, they could still build their building.
Right.
Is that correct, Kyle? We're not. It's not our jurisdiction to opine on what the structure is going to be used for.
Well, you have to get one or the other first, right?
Yeah.
There's a prerequisite, whether you send them there first or you send them here first, right? But again, it's convoluted because we really only have like setbacks for like three or four uses in the ordinance.
Right.
You know, we don't have them for pet grooming or liquor stores, but we have them for adult uses. We wrote the book on that one. We have them for churches, and we have them for cannabis. But
is that a Board of Adjustments concern, or is that another board's concern?
One of these that you.
It's either going to have to be dealt with here or planning.
Right. What Cole is saying is if the building was used for something else, it could be built.
Yeah, they don't need to be here.
Yeah.
They need to be here because there's a 500-foot ordinance, but there's no buildings within 500 feet, so why are we here? And we don't know what 100 years, 5 years, a million years from now, what it's going
to
look
like. I don't think it's our job to predict the future.
No, that's what we're given in front. Okay, there's nothing within 500 feet. That should be the request. We're good. Because that's the ordinance, right? Practical difficulty, you don't need to prove nothing. That property, if I want to put a boat in it, build it.
Part of the problem is the county board took a stance saying they're not going to restrict how many cannabis uses are going to be in the county.
Right, unlike the city, they said you got to be so many feet away. But
they took that stance. So what I think a lot of people, when they come here before you, they're trying to prevent cannabis in the county when the county board has
accepted
took the stance that they're going to.
Right.
That's where it gets difficult.
So then we're here.
They're not going
to
oppose.
They're not going to oppose. They had the right to limit this to three applications in the entire county, and they chose not to.
Absolutely.
And that's where now before you kind of have to do the dirty work on this application, in my opinion, because.
I would say people
are leaning on you to decide if cannabis is going to be in their neighborhood.
Yeah, and I don't see any dirty work because they shouldn't even be here. There's nothing within 500, and there's nothing within that requirement. So I get the concerns of
the structure meets all the requirements of the ordinance.
Right. Plus the 500 feet.
Yeah.
So delete, build, don't get a building permit, pay Kyle's office a few $100. Shouldn't even have this public here.
Go get a conditional use permit.
And go get issued through planning and zoning, and they can hash it out if they think that's the place for a manufacturing facility and intensive ag, really, is what it is. It's intensive ag.
I mean, it's no different than Don Scary's tomato farm and hydroponic.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about?
What you're considering the planning commission has to determine if cannabis is going to impair property values. That was brought up, right?
Right.
That's a criteria of theirs.
Yeah, and that's part of one of the things that's in ours is when you look at it, Cole, that is the one thing that I'm against this because looking at it and you read on there is one of the things that we have to look at is does it fit within the essential character of the locality? And I don't think it does. That's what these people are telling us.
So if you were to build a greenhouse, it that doesn't meet it?
Well, if you want this to put, isn't a greenhouse.
But you don't know, but it's a boat storage.
It's not a boat storage. I know
you,
what it's
you don't know that.
Okay. I do know what it's for.
It is.
No, that's bullshit.
Well,
that's straight up. Well, that was the dumbest thing they ever did is put cannabis on their application. And I'm not digging at them because the county probably told them to do it. That was the dumbest thing anything ever happened. Because I'd be here building a fucking building, and I wouldn't even be here. And then I'd be going to planning and zoning, and I'd tell you to pound sand because that's intensive ag. Because Don Scary can build a goddamn greenhouse 100 feet from a fucking lake. Right. I mean.
So where do you live so I can build a cannabis place right now?
Right, yeah, Bob, build it. I'll build it for them. They can come live next to me.
Okay, there you go.
As eloquent as we're being.
Well, this is we're not supposed to be here. We're wasting taxpayer time.
I think that's understood. Can I put it this way and say if this same building had been with the purpose we know about, had been on the, any of the other lake properties or anything that we had also talked about this evening that is closer to a residence,
be denied.
Because
we have to vote on it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
right.
We couldn't, but
this particular one, if you look at the map and we've talked about it. There are no residences within the range. So
what are we actually voting on here?
Nothing.
Well, do you feel it fits with that area and that locality?
No, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about structures here, right?
Yes.
Correct.
You can't talk about business.
That's one of the things that's in our criteria that we have to decide.
Does the fence fit within the locality? Does the hoop fit within
right.
the locality? I'm making devil's right. advocate.
That's here. Where I'm at here.
Yeah.
I think.
But I agree with you, Craig.
But aren't we saying that this is an agricultural area and this is an agricultural exercise?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's one that has a lot of stipulations in applying and zoning.
Right.
Not for here, though.
But is that for us?
Well, it's going to be here.
I don't want to pass the buck.
Here or there.
Okay. Well, Greg and I are going to have to decide on the other place.
Well, it has to be there, but I mean, the county board's approved two of them. And we had a
two of these same things they've approved already?
Cannabis?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen all over.
Are you talking like the one out my way?
Shell, they did. That was the most recent one.
Winona's?
Yeah. Actually, the other one I think was with John. Planning Commission passed it, the county board did not. But the county board approved the Shell Lake one, and that residence was closer. And that's where it gets difficult when somebody comes into our office and says, hey, we want to put a cannabis deal here. Well it's farther away than what the county board just approved.
I can tell you because I live out there.
Yeah.
That there's no more traffic. There's no more people. There's no nothing. There really isn't.
No, it's the difference of what you're saying.
It's more of a.
What's your stance is on marijuana? That's
what exactly what we're negotiating here, and that's not what we're supposed to do. I'm not here. I'm not pro or against it. But that's what everybody's standing on.
Would it be any benefit to table the application? You can consult with legal counsel on the best.
Probably the safest thing.
Best approach.
Maybe the applicant. I was thinking the same thing. Maybe the applicant wants to table it.
Would you be willing to table? Probably the easiest thing.
Wouldn't they not just move forward to go to planning and zoning though? Because it's one or the other. That's what they should do.
That's what I would think.
Well, you can still apply and get on the planning commission.
It's going to be the identical.
And we can hash this out, and we have been. And I mean, again, the advisory committee has two county commissioners on it, and they've recommended to reduce the setback from 500 to 100.
Well, 500 seems a little crazy, but then.
But that's not for us either, right?
It's not. No.
We take what the setback rule is and then work with it.
Unfortunately, you have a bullseye.
Yeah, and at planning and zoning, we tried to vote to make it 1,000 feet.
Really?
Yeah. But the state said no, you had to leave it at 500. You couldn't make it more restrictive than the state requirement.
That's
and the state requirement is 500.
That's backwards on everything else. Everything else, you can make it more restrictive.
Right.
Can't be legal.
The state is a pretty good advocate for cannabis.
Oh, they want it.
Oh, yeah. It's called tax revenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're pushing
it's talking. Dumbing down the public too.
So the applicants, you're willing to table the application at this time until
yes, so that's what you feel is appropriate.
Okay. Okay. So with that,
I have a question.
Yeah.
If your job is not to discuss the purpose of the building? Why was it put in this letter?
It's a good question. That's the question I'm asking of these people.
Why didn't you just say that there should just be a building put?
They shouldn't even have been here. They can just build the building. Tomorrow they can go build that building without any other thing.
But in order to manufacture a wholesale cannabis, they need a variance depending on where they use it on the top. Yeah.
So where does that get approved?
That, so again, they, as they mentioned in the beginning, they're quasi-judicial. So this court stands alone and makes its own decisions. It is accountable for its own decisions. What they would need to actually run the business is a conditional use permit that goes to a different board, which you would be notified about.
Oh.
This board actually only has to notify 500 feet for variance. A conditional use permit is a quarter mile. So that board would then, we'd send out the same letter. So everyone who got a letter here would get one again plus more because we're doubling it, right? And then that they make a recommendation to the county board.
So really, we didn't have to come here tonight.
Yeah, so this
was pretty good. Well, not really. I mean, no, it's still, we still have to notify you, and you can still come and express your concerns, but there's...
The people you're really going to have to talk to are the board members, because ultimately, that's where the decision will be.
No, I think it's important that you are here.
Absolutely.
We have to hear from you.
Yeah.
This is free education.
Absolutely.
How can you beat that, right?
Well, like Kyle said, it's a bullseye on us, right? Because I mean, we're given things that we're not even supposed to adjudicate. We're talking about it. And it's like, why are we even talking about it?
Well, there's not much more.
I mean, you may see construction from that them folks starting tomorrow. If they come in and get a building permit tomorrow, they can build it. They don't even have to be here. They don't have to talk to anybody. They just build the building.
It's the use.
It's the use of that building that we have to have that discussion about.
And that doesn't concern us.
No.
Concern us.
No.
We
can have an opinion.
Right? We can have an opinion, but it doesn't matter.
The use does, though.
Yeah, the use does. The
use does.
Use does.
The building doesn't. The use does. But
it's coming back here either way.
Even maybe if, not, they said, if it doesn't have a residence on an adjacent property.
Right.
It would be a lot easier, Craig, if the
planning commission
turns it down, right, or the board turns it down. Which I,
but again, that's not correct.
No.
Right.
So it goes through two different places.
It has to go through two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, three.
But it is really
three,
confusing.
Yeah. Three. Yeah.
Look at that letter and what it says on there. You know, I think it's very reasonable for people to show up here.
100%.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. That's your right.
When I'm going to call you out for your mouth.
That's fine.
Public meeting. I didn't think that was necessary.
It wasn't directed to anybody in the audience. It was directed to me and myself.
It's offensive language,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, but...
Cole can take the criticism.
Yeah, don't bother me.
I can tell you can.
If things were more clear, but
right,
it wouldn't really help.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Cannabis was thrown at the county and they said you have to adopt regulations by January 1. I call the Office of Cannabis Management and cannot get a return phone call. You can talk to any board member, any resident. No one has any more clarity on that than, I mean, serious. You can address us with anything else, gravel mining, campgrounds. We'll tell you anything you need to know. When it comes to cannabis, we don't know.
This is your legislature that passed this.
Yes, you can call your legislator.
It's all a big question.
Well, it is, and you can call your legislator tomorrow, and he won't have any more answers than we do, right? And it's... Well, right, and not to say, and the applicant is here, and on their behalf, I mean, we're not here to decide if cannabis should be legal, because mm-hmm. they have a feeling too, and we have to respect that, but the state has put us in not a good spot.
Not the first time.
Yeah.
No, I won't be the last.
It's not good. Like I said, you can call there tomorrow, I'll give you the number, it's public, you'll get an answering machine, they won't call back.
But they're the ones that are pushing it.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second. Yep.
We have to address this.
Well, the applicant has
tabled it.
Has tabled the application at this time. So
I just want that clear.
Yep.
Yeah. It's tabled.
Yep. So we got a motion to adjourn by Craig and then Larry with the second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.